What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
I'm out here in City West. I'm at the hardware show, the Hardware Association of Ireland even, 2022. Now, the place is buzzing. It's great to see these exhibitions and trade associations back again. Loads of people, lots of colourful stands. I want to talk to Michael O'Donoghue from Wavin Ireland, Michael. And I know you're the president of the HAI, so you're very welcome to the programme. Can you give us an overview of what's happening here?
Thanks, Bobby. So this, as you said, this show hasn't taken place in over 3 years. The last time was February 2019. And a bit like the Ryder Cup, we lost a year. It's normally every 2 years. So it's great to be back. We've over 155 exhibitors. We're expecting between 2,000 and 3,000 visitors over the next couple of days. And judging by the attendance here and the footfall this morning and the sun is shining outside and all the rest, there's a huge interest and pent-up demand, and people just want the opportunity to come and network again, see what's happening in the industry. There's been a huge amount of innovation and new product developments. And we opened the show this morning by announcing the various category winners in the different innovation awards which we've had.
Now, I'm also joined by Martin Markey, and he's from the Hardware Association. Martin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby.
Again, as Michael was saying there, great buzz,
yes.
Loads of energy,
yes.
Loads of new products. I'm looking across at garden furniture and all sorts of really good things. So who's the customer here? Who comes to the hardware show?
Well, the customer, we have 400 members, Bobby, nationwide. So the customer are a mix of merchants and manufacturers and suppliers, anyone in the builders, merchant, hardware or gardening sector, and home improvement as well.
Right.
That's essentially the customer base we have here today.
Now, I was immediately attracted by the beautiful colours of black, white and yellow, and that tells me this is the Sullis stand. I'm delighted to be welcomed here onto the stand by Helen O'Dwyer, the head of marketing at Sullis. Helen, how are you?
I'm great, thanks Bobby. Brilliant.
Firstly, can I say I just adore the branding of Sullis. It hasn't changed in how many years?
Well, you know what, Bobby? It actually changed last year, but wait till I tell you. The reason you like it so much is because we brought back our black and white again.
Right.
So we still have our black, white and yellow. An agency called True Story helped us out with our new branding, and we're really happy with it. So we're all colour coded now, and we still have our bright yellow, so that's what you recognise. But it's the black and white you remember, Bobby. That's what you're liking.
Tell me this, an Irish company, bulbs, the A to Z of bulbs. Tell us a little bit about the business.
Well, Bobby, we are 80 years in business. We're in lighting our Irish life since 1935. So we're really, really proud Irish company, you know, and we work very hard. We like to stay ahead of technology. And now at this show, we're really showing off our new smart bulb. So smart technology, the connected home, connected living. That's what it's all about now, Bobby.
Right.
Very excited about that. And we just won the Innovation Award.
Go on, for what?
Best home product for the smart bulb. So we're really, really delighted about that.
Follow the money, they say. So I'm here at the Brinks stand, delighted to be joined by Denise McCarthy. She's with Brinks Cash Services Ireland. What is a cash management business doing at the hardware show?
The cash management business at the hardware show are here for two reasons, really. The fantastic opportunity to meet our current customers, to get some new customers, but most importantly, this year we're the sponsor of this year's Innovation Awards.
Okay. And tell me, in terms of cash handling now, Denise, with a lot of, I suppose, people tapping and maybe a movement away from cash, are you finding that you're diversifying your services?
Absolutely. We're always diversifying, Bobby. But in fact, more than ever, our services are needed simply because of the sheer number of bank closures that's happening out there in the market at the moment. Our retailers out on the high street are finding it very difficult to bank their cash deposits. They're also paying extraordinary high prices places for cash processing, and they're struggling to find coin and notes both for ATMs and for their tills.
Okay, so are you finding then that business is growing rurally more than urbanly then on that basis?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the small rural towns that are suffering the most from these bank closures.
Now, this stand in the corner here, I couldn't but pass it because it's a name very close to my own heart. It's called Bobby Products, and I'm here with the founder of Bobby Products, Ryan O'Leary. How are you, Ryan?
Hello, Bobby. How are you? And thanks for dropping by our stand here today at City West.
Now, the first thing I have to say is you have a great name, and I'm really thrilled that you came up with it. How did you come up with such an innovative name?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, Bobby. My father's name is actually Bob, and I had a boy born, and I decided to call him Bob after my father. And then we decided, when we were bringing in a product, to why not brand it Bobby. So here we are, almost 10 years on now with the Bobby brand, with over 15 product lines. What started off as a wheelbarrow has now brought us nationwide with a list of products.
Fantastic. And I'm just looking at the wheelbarrow here, Ryan. It's bright, it's colourful, and all your products are bright and colourful. That's the image you go for, is it?
Yeah, well, yeah. We just wanted to bring a bit of personality to the building industry. And by that I mean we introduced a pink wheelbarrow, which was received quite well by builders, funny enough, and brought a bit of humour to the site when the lads arrived back. So, yeah, we're all about creating exciting colours and new products and try and brighten up the construction industry.
Well, listen, it's a great business, and again, it looks really, really cool, and well done for all the innovation. And how's the show been for you?
The show has been great. It's done exactly so far what we wanted it to do, which was introduce us to new customers throughout Ireland. We started off our business in Dublin, and we're looking to get nationwide penetration in the market now, and please God, the show will deliver that for us.
Good man. Well, thanks for saying hello to us, Ryan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you.